Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports.
Oh, my goodness.
Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanek with Prime Time on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do?
Ahoy.
What is up?
Let's mail this son of a bitch in.
Oh, you know it, bro. It's a holiday weekend.
There is no one here. Office has been closed down since 2.
You know what happened, though, today?
Beers were being delivered.
I have to tell you something.
Talk to me, Goose.
Well, you probably saw this, but maybe you didn't.
I mean,
you know, we've been at this a long time, you and I.
Yeah, yeah.
And
a lot of gray in these beards that weren't here. Well, first off, the beards weren't here, and when the beards did show up, they weren't gray.
That's right.
Now we're like a Gordon Fisherman's commercial between the two of us.
So for many years... Anytime the office closed early, mm-hmm. we had to work.
Yeah.
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 Because we're the afternoon show.
Yes. We don't get to...
we don't get to close early. No. Like, 'cause the office always closes on a holiday weekend at 2 o'clock on
yes.
Friday.
Yes.
And so that's why no one's here.
And by 2 o'clock, we really mean more like 11:45.
Right. That's if you're not already at the office, just stay home.
Yeah. You leave for lunch if you did show up, and in a shocking turn of events... you never come back.
But what happened today for the first time ever in the history of our tenure mm-hmm. at Odyssey, then Entercom.
Yes.
We were thanked for staying late.
I know.
How about that?
What?
Did you see that?
I did see it in the email. Believe me.
It was in the big email.
Like, what is happening
Whoa.
Here? Acknowledgement?
Dr. Cooley, our new fearless leader. Said, hey, and for those of you who still have to work, even though we're closing early, thank you.
Thank you. That might have
and
been
we
the,
appreciate
that. Might have been the first thank you that we've ever gotten.
That's
in,
what I said.
In anything.
Oh, no, in like, anything. In yeah, no, we're taking for granted
yeah,
around here.
I mean, we don't get thank yous.
Yeah.
Although, to be fair.
Why would they thank us?
The afternoon show. See, the morning show is probably now cursing us because we get preempted for things, and the morning show nothing ever preempts 6 in the morning.
Right.
6 o'clock at night gets preempted all the time.
Sometimes. Yeah.
Well, Monday Night Football and
it's Seahawks.
Seahawks.
Not always Monday Night Football.
Ducks, if you will, from time to time.
Yeah.
The glory days were the Mariners East Coast swings right. back in those days. So, you know, I would say that, you know, while we don't get thanked for staying late, we do occasionally catch the preempt bug.
Yeah.
And the morning show is probably like, well, what the hell?
Well,
they don't get bumped.
It is what it is.
I won't tell you.
Would you trade
no.
with the morning guys?
No.
I think I'd go mornings now.
Well, that's because
I'm
old. You're an old man and you wake up at like 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, 5 or 6.
God bless
you. I'm ready to go. What? You know what I'm going to start doing?
Are your socks just naturally starting to like pull up? Is that what's good? You're going to look down one day and they're mid-calf?
I don't wear socks. But if I did.
They'd be high.
They'd probably be pretty high.
One day you're
and
just
and then all the hair under. Yeah, have you ever seen that with the business guy who wears shorts for the first time in a year, and you can see where his sock line is? Yes. He's been wearing his business socks
pulled up. Can you get those little? Does Jack Romp? Does he have the sock garters? Tell me he does.
No.
Oh
no. Well, he's retired, so he doesn't wear business socks.
Okay, I love when you see the old man, and I don't know if I've ever seen him in the wild. I think it's more of a movie thing, but when they wear the sock stirrup.
Keeps the
sock up.
For the business day, for all the business dealings.
Yeah, you can't have a loosey-goosey sock.
Well, so. I tell you what, it is a bad feeling when your sock starts to slip down your...
Oh, it's terrible.
Your calf.
Yeah.
You don't like that.
No.
That's why I like tall socks. You know, those Nikes?
I just wonder if, like, as you age, but I guess you don't really wear socks, but as you age, I just wondered if naturally you found yourself just hiking those bad boys up. It's kind of like your socks and your pants. Everything just starts raising up a little bit as you get older, and then before you know it, socks are to the knees and pants are to the nips.
The beautiful thing about the olds is, man, there is no stone unturned in terms of detail. Yeah. Like, they're on everything.
You get dialed in,
it's
man.
Like, yeah, it's like, I need this. Yeah. This is my thing. Now I got this for this, and I got to do this with this, and I got to do this at this time, and I got to take these pills.
Well, and you got to be ready for Bi-Mart Tuesdays, and, you know.
Yeah. it might go away.
What?
Yeah.
What's happening?
Well, what do you mean? Know, we got some health problems, you know? It's like, it's hard. Bless it's hard him. To get the old fella out now.
See, now, because of you, and I didn't even realize when it happened, but I couldn't tell you the last time I went to a Bi-Mart.
Yeah. But you have a membership? Because you can't get in there without a membership.
I don't have a membership, which is why I'm saying.
You're one of these guys who just goes in there without a membership, aren't you?
Nope. This is what I'm saying.
I
haven't even thought about going into a Bi-Mart for forever, but there is a Hawaiian joint that I like to go to that's right next door, literally next.
Which one? Vancouver?
Yeah, in Vancouver, Hula Boy. And it shares a wall with the Bi-Mart. And a couple months back, I was rocking up to the Hula Boy after a workout, and I was like, what is happening right now? And I came in and told you the people were swarming. Like, I've never seen, it was like it was like the running of the olds.
That's
and
right.
That's when I realized.
It's Lucky Number Tuesday.
It's Lucky Number Tuesday. Yeah. So now, believe it or not, I kind of strategically, like, it'll be a Tuesday, and I'll be like lifting weights, and I'm like, you know what? It's a Tuesday. Feels like a Hula Boy Tuesday, because I like to see the energy. I like to see the buzz. Like, you can feel the energy off of the parking lot at Lucky Number Tuesday at the Bi-Mart,
well, yeah,
and I love it.
The nursing home vans pull up with
a
load
of
them, and their little hair, and they just get out there with their little bags, and they shuffle around.
It's great.
So we're on a little bit of a losing streak.
Haven't won anything.
We haven't won anything in weeks. Mm. We're a little pissed about it.
That's no good.
Because what Lucky Number Tuesday is when you get your Bi-Mart number. Now you have to have a membership to get into Bi-Mart.
Yeah, yeah. They don't just let anybody
in there. No. And there's even a door that stops you. Yeah. You have to flash your card, or the lady says no.
Which is why I have to watch from afar. I just enjoy the scenery.
Well, Lucky Number Tuesday is the last few digits of your.
Your membership.
Your Bi-Mart card can get you some prizes. But my God, we haven't won in...
But they love it.
Probably 8 weeks.
I honestly didn't know. When you would talk about that, I was kind of like, whatever. And then when I saw just the sea of people, because I go right around noon, the sea of people, you are not exaggerating. It is a real thing that the people descend upon the Bi-Mart.
It's amazing.
For Lucky Number Tuesday.
Yeah. That's right.
Well, and I would think that for a lot of them, that's probably one of the highlights of the week, right? You put that on the calendar.
So let me tell you, I'll give you this little anecdote. Yeah. So in our travels to get my olds out to the West Coast.
Yeah. Not, and by the way.
Yeah, this is a different.
You have a different set of olds. You
correct.
Have Nurse Nice's old that's the Bi-Mart guy, and now we've gotten a new set of olds.
Right. So Nurse Nice's father lives with us.
Yes.
Down in the ADU, and he's struggling a little bit. But my parents are here now, and so we looked into just starting an old folks home.
That's what you should.
But shockingly, the state won't let you do that if it's your family.
Unbelievable.
Isn't that?
It's ridiculous.
Because I would imagine everyone would do that.
I would think so.
Anyway, what was I telling you? Oh, the anecdote was that my brother, who lives in San Diego, escorted my olds out via airliner, Okay. While we did the driving part.
Yeah, the Olds can't be expected to make a 30-hour drive.
Yeah, so they just took a direct flight from KC and they were here. So once they got here, and I got all this secondhand because I, of course, was driving in the U-Haul, talking on the walkie-talkies to my boys, T-Pain and Goodwood. But my brother texts me. He goes, "Hey, where are your remotes for your outdoor TV? I can only take so much Bi-Mart talk." So I could tell. I didn't know anything other than, oh, he must be down talking to Dick.
Talking about Bi-Mart.
And, dude, that guy will not shut up about Bi-Mart.
Well, and he's probably letting him know. He's like, "Hey, dude, now that you're in town, let me tell you about this place called Bi-Mart."
He's like, "You haven't seen deals like this. You've never seen it."
This makes me so happy.
Jelly?
Of all the things.
$2.99 jelly? Do you know how good of a deal that is?
Of all the things in the wonderful Pacific Northwest that you could tell someone moving here, he won't stop about Bi-Mart.
Dude, you mentioned, for a lot of the Olds, it is the highlight of their week.
I'd like him, I'm hoping also that he talks about all the fine cuisine we have here, like Golden Corral. He's like, let me tell you about the Golden Corral. You're going
to
love it.
Well, he doesn't get out to restaurants. He only goes to Bi-Mart. Like, it's the only, honestly, it's the only time he leaves that place. So I can see why it's all he talks about.
My mom is in her 70s, won a big screen TV at Bi-Mart a few years ago. Yeah. Still a topic of conversation to this day.
It's not like they give away...
No.
They give away big stuff.
Again, big screen TV.
And then other times you just win like dish towels. Like there's varying levels of Bi-Mart prizes.
So, but when you win a big screen TV, I mean, come on, you're going to hear about that forever.
Dick doesn't need a TV.
No.
But you better believe every time he's in there, he checks those prices. He's like, "Look at that. Look at that. That is a 55-inch for $350, Isaac, you can't beat that."
It'd be like, and you'd be like, "Hey, do you need one of those?" "No, but if I did."
"No, but you should, if you need one, right there." And then he checks the candles, make sure to.
I got checked.
If they're on sale, he'll grab some of those. Well, but look, they're too expensive.
Candles can be expensive.
Yeah.
The two things that often flummox me when it comes to purchasing, and I like them both, one is beef jerky and the other is candles. I don't know why candles and beef jerky are the cost of a small Asian automobile, but they are.
Yeah, they are.
I can't.
They're very expensive.
I can't figure it out. And I even know a guy who works. He's high up at Old Trapper, and I've even brought it up to him, and he kind of dismisses me. I think it's a big jerky conspiracy because I went Ole, my guy Ole out at Old Trapper. I'm like, "Ole, why do I got to take out a mortgage to get beef jerky?" And then, he kind of does the laugh, the ha, 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 and then he never answers me. There's something going on in the jerky world. Because not even, like, they I don't think anyone can explain why does beef jerky cost as much as, like, a steak.
I've just always thought it was how they made it.
Something.
It took,
I don't
it takes,
know.
But then they, you'll get a bag, and it's they'll tiny. Be, there's nothing in it.
No.
So why did they do that? See, that pisses me out. It's the same as potato chips.
Yeah.
Can't you just... Okay, you can charge more, but just fill up the bag, please.
Problem is that so if you either spend like $12 on the bag that has two pieces, or the only other size is like the family pack that's like $39, and the family pack isn't even enough. That's what you should actually want.
This is why you need a Bi-Mart membership, sir.
I bet you jerky at Bi-Mart's a tasty little deal.
It can be. Mm. You just got to check the deals.
Gosh.
Got to check the deals. So Ladies and gentlemen.
Next time I'm in Hula Boy, I'm going to swing in there. Let me give you one of them Bi-Mart memberships.
$5.
Tasty.
Will Ortner over there. What's going on?
I'm learning about Bi-Mart. I didn't know that I...
You would love Bi-Mart.
How about this right here?
Probably.
In one trip, he bought a gun, grass seed, and a microwave.
That's exactly right.
I mean,
right.
Are you kidding me?
Right. Listen, up my alley.
Here's the thing about Bi-Mart, and I shouldn't be doing this because they need to be a damn sponsor.
You're right.
Okay. But we're just being honest here.
Yeah, this is not
a bro talking.
We're just talking about Bi-Mart.
The thing about Bi-Mart is it's not huge, so it doesn't overwhelm you. Yeah. Fred Meyer's?
Yeah.
Those things are enormous, depending on which one you go to.
It's a lot.
They're enormous. Yeah. And I can never find anything because I'm an idiot.
Sure.
So Bi-Mart, it's all very condensed and concise, and you can get anything in there. Yeah. I mean, if it's like... What do you need, Will? What do you need right now?
Right now?
What do you need?
I need candles, actually.
Well, they've got.
Ran out of candles. I also seem to need a gun. And
they've got those.
I need grass seed. I don't have grass, but I'm going to be watching a place for a month.
They've got it all.
I'm going to need grass seed.
What do you need?
Honestly, you know what I've been.
What thinking, do you need?
You know what I think right now? I'm looking for a hedge trimmer.
Got it.
Yeah. I have. I am right now in the market for a like a hedge bush trimmer.
And if you need a TV and some pancake batter at the same time,
tell you what,
it's all right there.
I wouldn't turn down a new TV. We need one for the bedroom, and I wouldn't turn down pancake batter.
Make sure you check the prices, and then depends if you need them or oral tooth care.
Who knows? Bottom line is this: depends. Next time I go to Hula Boy. I think there's one thing that needs to happen.
Get out of Lincoln and get yourself a green Bi-Mart card. You will not be sorry.
Half a sawbuck later, I'm in Bi-Mart getting unbelievable deals. It'll pay for itself in one trip.
All right. Well, that's enough.
By the way, you're welcome, Bi-Mart.
Yeah, Bi-Mart. Yeah. Nice plug.
You keep paying Mike Barrett to be the voice of you. What are we like? Where? Why aren't we?
That's the other thing that happens when you go into Bi-Mart is you hear Mike Barrett over
the
loudspeaker.
That guy's everywhere.
You can hear his golden tones.
Why not us?
Telling you about the deals on lawn chairs.
You've done Zoo Lights. Why aren't you the spokesman for Bi-Mart?
Listen, dude, I can only do so much.
Next time I go in, because when I get my membership, I'm going to go up to someone and be like, you know, this place is great. The Mike Barrett stuff, a little dated. Have you heard of Asachi? Just saying.
That's right.
Start dropping some hints.
Where's,
I don't know.
Where's Buck?
Yeah. What's he doing?
He's doing something with his wife.
Oh.
The boss grilled me about it, and I had no answers for him.
The new boss.
Yeah,
I hear he's dropping the hammer, guys.
He grilled me on it. I was confused. I don't ask questions.
His wife.
I thought it was his mom.
I thought it was his wife.
He's taking his mom somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
No, he's taking his mom to James Taylor.
Oh, that's what it is.
I knew the answer to my own question. Where's James Taylor playing?
James Taylor?
Ridgefield?
Whatever they call that amphitheater.
Did you just say, who's James Taylor?
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
God dang it.
He has not seen fire, nor has he seen
Who is your father?
Tom.
Please ask Tom about James Taylor.
He's a metal guy. I don't know that he'd know
He'll
James
know
Taylor.
James Taylor.
I don't know, dude.
Everybody knows James Taylor.
You should probably know James Taylor.
I should probably know James Taylor.
Everyone knows James Taylor. He's a freaking American treasure.
I'm trying to think of like who would be a from your generation that wears backwards hats.
I was going to say, how old is James Taylor?
Oh, he's in his 70s.
He's in his 70s. I guess it would be, and I know
so
this
is
a little,
era?
It's a little wonky, but it would be like not knowing who Ed Sheeran is like 30 years from now.
Yeah, that's a good one. Except Ed Sheeran's from across the pond.
Yeah.
No, but Ed Sheeran wrote and made everything. Like anything popular in the last 20 years.
This is what we're telling you.
That's what this guy is?
Dude, James Taylor is
James Taylor's a big deal.
He is
I will listen
big deal.
To him in the break then. I will figure out the greatness that is.
Massive heroin problem too.
That is true.
Didn't they all though? Well, like anyone good at anything back then did drugs.
The best part is James Taylor credits all of his songs
to heroin?
To heroin.
Yeah. He said it came to him like when he was high, it just all fell right into place. Yeah.
Guess I'll never be good at songwriting.
And he said the thing that he's most proud of was once he got sober, he was still able to write music.
Yeah.
Because it didn't come to him like he when he was all
interesting.
High.
I saw the, what's the Timothée Chalamet? Is that Bob Dylan?
That's Bob Dylan.
I saw that one.
Please tell me.
That put me on
to
Bob Dylan for the next, like, month. That was a good time. Bob Dylan's great.
Did you just figure out who Bob Dylan was?
I knew who Bob Dylan was. I know that you're a big fan, but everything I've heard about Bob Dylan is that he sucks as a singer. So I was like, why would I listen to a singer who sucks as a singer?
Well, that's become
I was wrong.
That's become a caricature of...
He's not bad.
And I was wrong. He was very good.
He's not the best. It's
He was
known
very
for
good.
His voice.
But he's arguably, he's the greatest singer-songwriter of all time.
Yes.
All you need to know about...
I get that. He was great.
I'm a... The big debate is Beatles or Bob Dylan. I'm a Bob Dylan guy.
Bob Dylan.
And I always, the one that I always go to, and look, I understand the greatness of John Lennon, the greatest of Paul McCartney, but if you ask, when you ask John Lennon, and certainly now Paul McCartney exists alive, who their musical hero is, who do they say? Bob Dylan.
Bob Dylan is great. Once I gave his catalog a chance.
Yeah. Awesome. Listen to a lot of the live stuff. Because when he went live in Electric, it's a little more, it might be a little more youthful.
I can't believe that was such a big deal. Like, I remember at the end of the movie, spoiler.
It wasn't as big as they made it out in the movie, but it was a big deal when he went Electric.
Gotcha. I enjoy finding older music and then listening to it.
You'll like
James
Taylor.
I will listen to James Taylor.
Yeah, you'll like it.
He's greatness.
Yeah. Carolina in My Mind and Fire and Rain, Sweet Baby James, and there's...
How sweet it is to be loved by Will.
I didn't know that was him.
Yes, of course you didn't. Freaking do your homework.
I've been listening to other stuff.
You whippersnapper.
You'll like James Taylor. Most people do.
I was listening to Treaty Oak Revival today.
The Oak Ridge Boys?
Treaty what? Oak Revival? It's a country song, band. They're a country band. I think you'd enjoy them.
What are they called?
Treaty Oak Revival.
Hmm. Don't know.
Anyway, I want to move to mornings.
I don't think it's happening.
Oh. All right.
Sorry, some of us don't like to go to bed at 9:30, so we're sticking in the afternoons.
Damn it.
Sorry.
All right. Well, should we get to going?
Yeah, why not?
Because we want to get to going.
The hell.
True story.
Headlines next. Do the Knicks bounce back? Oh, and I have done some homework on Haliban's hot.
Yeah.
Seen her?
I have.
Seen her yet?
Oh, yeah.
Seen her yet? Yeah.
You've done deep research, have you?
I have.
Award-winning research.
Yeah. So we'll start with headlines when we get back on The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Interestingly enough, we were just discussing music, and Buck is out today because he's taking his mom to see James Taylor, who is up at the Cascades Amphitheater, Ridgefield.
It's now the Cascades. I had no idea.
Yeah, I know. It changes names a lot. Yeah. But it's the same amphitheater that's always been out there.
Yes, I would say the Ridgefield Amphitheater.
Anyway, James Taylor is there tonight, and then we got to talking about Bob Dylan. He's there tomorrow night.
I'll be damned.
Did you know that?
I had no
idea. Is Bob Dylan in town listening to us right now?
Bob Dylan and Willie Nelson. Well, here's, and this pains me, because
Willie's like 100 years old.
I love Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan. Two of my all-time favorites.
Ooh, Dylan's 83.
But unfortunately, Billy Strings is great too.
He's with him.
He's with him. Unfortunately, and by the way, in completely separate incidents, several years apart, I no longer can see Willie Nelson or Bob Dylan. I can't do it.
Taylor's there tonight. Dylan's there tomorrow. And then I'm looking. So that got me looking through the amphitheater schedule. Mm-hmm. Creed's coming for you on August 13th. Did you know that?
Look at that, is dynamite. Hey, Creed's making a big comeback.
And hey, what about this? Styx are playing with Kevin Cronin and Don Felder.
Really?
You know who Kevin Cronin is?
I know who Don Felder is. I do not know who Kevin Cronin is.
Joe's brother?
Felder, of course, of the Eagles.
Yeah.
Kevin Cronin is the lead singer of REO Speedwagon.
Oh, well, I'll be damned.
What's he doing? And where's the Speedwagon?
Well, I think what happens a lot now is, like, for a while there, Queen was touring with Paul Rogers, who is the lead singer of Bad Company. So I think what happens is sometimes, like, a lot of these older bands break up, or, you know, some guy gets arthritis or the gout. And so you just take members from one, like, old, awesome group, and you put them with members of another, and you kind of just...
So Cronin is, am I to understand that Cronin is now, so Dennis DeYoung is not with the Styx?
That would be my guess.
So Cronin is the singer for Styx, or is Cronin doing his own thing and he's playing before the Styx?
I do not know, but I would assume, because I've seen a lot of these, I would assume that he is singing with Styx.
Because I tell you what, if anybody could replace Dennis DeYoung, and I haven't heard Styx forever.
Yeah.
It'd be Kevin Cronin. That's actually a good replacement, if that's true.
It does sound like...
So he's the singer and Felder's on guitar?
That seems to be the case, yes.
So it's not really Styx, but...
Yeah.
It's just Kevin Cronin and Don Felder playing Styx music?
Well, but you have the other members of Styx, and so it's kind
of... I know, but Cronin and Felder are bigger than those guys, aren't they? I mean, Styx aren't really Styx without DeYoung.
But the problem is that you can't go out and tour just as Felder and
right. You
and,
have to.
Yeah.
So they're kind of stealing the Mr. Roboto.
Sure. Well, and then you get the best of both worlds. Like I said, I saw Paul Rogers and Queen. That's the one that is instantly in my head. I saw them like three times, and it was cool because you would get all of. And I'm a bigger fan of Queen than I am Bad Company, but I like them both. But you would get all of the Queen hits, and he could sing. Dude, he could belt them out. He wasn't Freddie, but he had a great voice. And so you would get all the Queen stuff, and then you'd get like six of Bad Company's big hits. Because let's be honest, Bad Company only has like five or six songs you need to hear. But you would get all of them, and then you get all the Queen stuff.
Yeah, that's nice.
So my guess is you
get... So we're getting some Styx playing REO with Kevin Cronin?
Yeah.
Sign me up.
And I'll bet you, too, that you throw in some... Because Felder wrote Hotel California.
Yeah.
He's the one that wrote the melody and the lick. I'm guessing you probably get Hotel California.
Wow.
Is Styx good?
Well...
I like Styx music, but every time I talk to people of your generation, they kind of dump on Styx.
A little bit. They were... I mean,
all right.
I
here's
don't
the
know.
Here's the thing about
they
Styx.
Were an acquired.
Can we break it down here? Much like Creed is having a renaissance right now,
Styx had a renaissance.
It's like that. Are they good?
They were all right.
They're
not.
Their music's fine. I like it.
They've got some stuff.
Yeah, dude. When you play Mr. Roboto, it's very similar to "Can You Take Me Higher."
Well, Mr. Roboto,
arms wide open.
Yeah,
Mr. Roboto is Styx, but that's like. That's not quintessential Styx.
I like Renegade.
Renegade or...
Yeah, like before... Yeah, like the 70s.
Yeah.
Mr. Roboto.
Sail away. Yeah, but it's all the... I'm just saying, it's that level, like Nickelback and Creed.
Nickelback's good.
And see, that's what I'm saying. They're like for a while, everyone made fun of them and crapped on them, and now they're back and making a big resurgence. That's kind of like what Styx is doing.
Yeah, Nickelback gets dumped on too much. Nickelback isn't that bad.
All right, well, I feel like Styx was fine. Maybe not everybody's cup of tea back in the 70s, but, you know, they're coming.
Yeah.
And then the show of all shows is on August 30th where Toto is coming to town. Well, and how do we miss this?
Who
we
knows?
Can't miss this.
Toto.
I'll be there.
Wow.
Dude, well, you Toto's should. Great.
We got Pantera
so
as
wait,
well.
So wait, hold on.
There's a lot
did
happening.
You watch the, did you watch the... Yacht Rock doc?
If you're asking me if I watched something on Toto, the answer is no.
Did you watch the Yacht Rock doc?
No.
You obviously didn't because Toto was a big part of that.
I did not.
Toto has been a big part of a lot of great music.
Hmm.
It's just that they're kind of behind the scenes. They've written a lot of stuff. He's played with a lot of different bands. Like Toto is shockingly underrated.
Hmm.
And then, of course, you have Africa. And that in and of itself.
Well, the fact that Mount Kilimanjaro was worked yeah. into a song.
You should hear them talk about that.
It rises like a, what is it, is that Olympus? And then they
rises like Olympus above the Serengeti.
I mean, the fact that they just managed
they
to throw
hate
that in,
song. Do they? Yes. And they also could not believe that that became a hit and they despise it. But they have to play
it.
You
gotta play it, man.
Yeah. It's a, I mean, that song's, I don't know.
Well, all I know is that's a hell
it's
of a run. So from James Taylor to Willie Nelson and Bob Dylan to Styx and Kevin Cronin.
Yeah.
And
Pantera.
Then, and then, yeah, you're throwing Pantera. So you're going with the Great Southern Trendkill, and then, like, right behind
Toto.
That, you're getting Yacht Rock?
Well, you're going, you're mixing in a Suicide Boys. Don't forget them. And then Toto,
garbage.
Then The Offspring, then Billy Idol.
What I'm waiting for is the Pantera Yacht Rock collaboration. I'm waiting for Toto to sing with Pantera. And I'm not sure which would be better, Old Phil singing the Serengeti, or if we could get the lead singer of Toto doing, you know, Cowboys from Hell. Look, I think that's the collaboration that we didn't know that we needed, but that we do. If we're combining all these acts, let's make it so.
Tell you what, Ridgefield, you got it going on this summer.
Yeah, that's a hot list.
That is a hot list. Love Toto. Rosanna. Remember that tune? Great.
Well, and there's Men at Work as well.
Wait, what? I didn't see that.
Toto's with Men at Work.
Oh, Men at Work's opening.
Wow, he just says,
plus. Do you come from a land down under?
You're having a Vegemite sandwich?
God.
We're getting to nothing today.
They have
by
a
the
bunch
way.
Of good shows.
Buckle up.
Yeah, they do have a bunch of good shows.
Hardy and Co. Wetzel next weekend.
Who?
Country.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
so Will knows nothing of what we're talking about.
But he's
about,
country, bro.
And we
I know
REO
Speedwagon.
He's talking about. Yeah.
You don't know Hardy.
No.
I know Thomas Rhett. He's coming.
Yeah.
He's fine life.
Yeah. Yeah, Will's a full, Will goes full country, bro.
I'm not full country, bro. I just worked a lot of country concerts, and I enjoy going to them.
We'll get to headlines coming up next. Here is Young Will with sports. Nice to have you along. It's a Friday program. We will not have Joey Harrington today. He is on vacation. And that's all we know. I don't know where he went.
I think
did
a lot of
did
people,
he tell you last week?
No. I think a lot of people are going on vacation because, well, Memorial Day.
He's probably headed to the Butte.
Although Joey doesn't have a job, so I think he can kind of go on vacation whenever.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird that he's not checking in with us. I'm a little skeptical of what's going on with Joey.
He did not tell me that we were that we would not be convening.
No interview today, guys.
No.
What?
That's right.
That we get to watch Ashton Jeanty throw a medicine ball in OTAs.
Yeah. Could I tell you something I care less about than OTAs?
Well, I will tell you this. I am a bit of a football junkie, and even
you don't
I
even care.
Don't care.
Right.
I think the narratives that come out of these things are top three dumbest things that the general sports media covers.
Well, today we had Kevin Stefanski saying Shedeur Sanders is great because why would he say anything other than that? He's his coach.
He also said that this is not going to be an equal opportunity, and that Kenny Pickett will take the ones and Dylan Gabriel will take the twos, which means Shedeur Sanders is going to get like 8% of the snaps.
What?
It's just, the narratives that come out of these things are just, they are so ridiculous. And I get it because it's the NFL and we need content and people talk about it, but the idea that, like, watching Ashton, the number of things you see where Ashton Jeanty or someone else in shorts and a jersey with his sleeves rolled up, and they're like, oh my God, look at that cut. You're like, it's against a bag. Of course it's going to look great. He's a great athlete.
The Everyone national is. Shows are pressing a little bit right now.
Yeah.
You know, they just don't have much. I mean, you can only talk about LeBron James so much.
You can only make everyone hating Caitlin Clark a narrative
exactly.
for so long. And Ryan Clark and his race wars.
Look, before we get to headlines, you know what the best thing going in sports right now is?
What do you got?
It's the Pablo Torres.
Oh, gosh, dude. Yeah,
what he is doing.
He's not letting go.
With the Bill Belichick, Jordan Hudson relationship. It's really stuff of
that is Pitbull on a bone, and he ain't letting go.
Look, the beauty of it is that it's really none of his or our business. Okay,
no.
It's Bill Belichick's private life, but they've made it public.
And it's bled over into, you know.
Yes, and so now everybody's sniffing around what Bill Belichick has going on with that 24-year-old hot.
And I don't think they want him sniffing around.
No, they obviously don't. And, dude, Pablo Torres, I don't know much about Pablo Torres. I don't even know. I know he's on, like, one of those ESPN shows, those debate shows that they do. I don't know. Is he, like, a journalist of at a paper or something? I don't know anything about him. All I know is he has chosen to die on this hill. He said, and it apparently has a podcast.
Yeah.
And on his podcast, he is going deep dive investigative journalism into the relationship between Jordan Hudson and Bill Belichick. And every day something new comes out about it, what he's uncovered. And I am here for it. It's the best thing going.
Yeah, he hosts and contributed various programs on ESPN. He works in this podcast, Meadowlark Media. It just kind of sounds like he's
a journalist?
Yeah, he's a journalist. Television host, sports writer.
Sports writer for who?
He's written for a bunch of different people, and now he seems to be working for this Meadowlark Media. Where I think he just puts out his own. I guess it's Dan Le Batard's company.
I think it's Le Batard and Skipper. So the old ESPN guy that got fired or had to resign, I think they combined. He's a Harvard grad, too.
Wasn't Skipper the one that was all on drugs?
I believe that is correct. He liked a little bit of the...
Him and James Taylor, I think?
James Taylor was into heroin.
Yeah, a little different.
But yeah, so he's a legitimate journalist. But yeah, he will not let this go.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, he's up that key.
It's absolutely great. Well, you know, today Jordan Hudson called him out, which means he must be right.
Sure. Well, look. He's not going to stop until he finds out that they met on seekingarrangement.com.
We need Pablo Torres
right now.
That's
where he's going with this.
Well, whatever he's doing, he's getting to the bottom of it, and I love it. I absolutely love it because it's so useless and yet so amazing.
Well, here's like you said, it's not anyone's business, but when you're Bill and you make her part of your everyday life and she is at practice on the field, you're saying that she has to be included on all the emails, when she is your PR person in interviews, when you're taking photos together on Instagram after you face my first Instaface, and now you're a social media star and you're going to Met Galas. This is the part that I can't get down with if you're you know, an athlete or whatever, and you get mad at someone's personal life.
I can't even imagine.
I'm trying to think, like, if you are Tim Duncan, right? Does anyone know anything about Tim Duncan? And I mean anything.
Ooh. No.
No. Because Tim made his personal life personal. And so for you to go dragging something up about Tim Duncan's wife, to me, would be BS. But when you make, like, on the other hand, Patrick Mahomes.
Amy Duncan.
I had no idea. I didn't even know if he was married.
Yeah, he's...
But when you're Patrick Mahomes and you make Brittany Mahomes, by the way, have you seen Brittany Mahomes?
Oh, wait, no. Amy and Tim. Wait, hold on. We're going too fast.
There's a lot happening.
Tim Duncan and Amy are divorced.
Oh, okay.
Rest in peace.
Yeah.
He now has a new girlfriend. And apparently, just recently at the playoffs, he showed up with her and everybody was talking about it.
Yeah. So they just.
Well, not me, but everyone else.
He keeps the definition of a low profile. Mahomes, on the other hand, which I said, have you seen
Mahomes' new girlfriend?
Okay.
And see, he's got dreads now?
Yeah, he's got dreads. Mahomes has two new weapons.
PEDs.
Yeah. Yeah, they're operating on...
Bumpers?
Just saying, he's got new offensive weapons.
What's her name? Brittany?
Brittany. He's upgraded in the offseason. The Mahomes family has invested in the offense, and I'm here for it. Way to go.
Tell you what, people... I think she's obnoxious.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I do think people were very mean to her.
Yes.
About her looks.
And she is clearly...
And she's clearly taken that to heart.
Well, and there's been work up top and below. There's a lot. She's
below? What?
Well, I guess it's up, but even above the neck. She's...
Well, yeah. She looks completely different.
She looks completely different.
Yeah.
The face is different.
But she looks great.
She looks great.
So give her some credit.
Well, I'm saying is
and lay that, off her. Like, I hate it when people do that.
But here's my only thing I'll say to that. They made her part of the narrative.
Yeah, she was.
So when you make someone part of the narrative and you're there on camera and Instagram throwing water at fans and taunting fans.
Yeah, I don't think they made her. She made herself.
That's what I'm saying.
Part of the narrative.
So when you make yourself part of the narrative, when your husband and you, who's the other one? Matthew Stafford. Right? His wife.
Oh, yeah.
When you make yourself part of the narrative, then you're free game.
Who would you rather be married to? Brit? or Stafford's wife?
Oh my God. Head through a window.
Gotta pick one.
Stafford.
Why?
I can't. The Brittany just, I can't. I can't.
Yeah, I think it might be by a nose.
Yeah.
Stafford's
wife. It's close. But Bill made, and really she, Jordan Hudson, made that she made herself part of the public limelight.
Yeah, she should.
And so that's my only complaint. I hate when someone uses the celebrity to glow up and make money and put themselves out there and then act like somehow it's out of bounds when someone goes digging. You can't have it both ways.
We talked about this ad nauseum while you were gone. Mm-hmm. It's just, it's amazing how many people want it both ways and think they should be able to have it both ways.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't work because what ends up happening is Pablo Torres is the man in the cape, and he swoops down off of his perch, and he gives us all what we want. And today, it was that he he interviewed the Airbnb hosts of the house where Belichick was caught on camera shirtless. You remember that?
I remember that.
He found them.
Did he?
Yes, he's gone so far down the rabbit hole that he interviewed them on his podcast or something, and I saw their quotes. Do you want their quotes?
Yes.
Can I give you their quotes?
I would love their
quotes.
Do
you want their quotes?
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, you're going to have to wait. We'll get them next.
This is the only time I can remember something like this, is remember when Pedro Gomez was hiding out in front of Barry Bonds' house?
Yeah.
He
went through his trash.
Went through his trash.
Yep.
Pedro Gomez was assigned, like that Pedro Gomez, who was a legitimate big-time baseball writer, ESPN, put Pedro Gomez not on the Barry Bonds beat or the home run beat. He put him on Barry Bonds. They just said, wherever Bonds goes, you go, including lurking through trash.
Here he is having the time of his life.
That's not.
No.
Come on. Will.
That's not.
I would never play that. I apologize.
And by the way, rest in peace. What was his name? Gomez? Pedro Gomez?
He's dead?
Yeah, he died.
No.
He did.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No.
Pedro Gomez?
I think he's dead.
Dead?
That's right.
Oh, my God.
Am I right?
You are right. And he's not just kind of dead either.
Well, my.
He's super dead.
Yeah, he died. Cancer, maybe?
2001.
Huh. Wait, what? No, not 2001.
Or, excuse me, 2021.
Yeah, there you go.
Sorry. 58 years.
Killed him off 20 years before he died.
He was 58 years old.
Yeah. Yeah, sad deal. All right, headlines coming up. I will tell you what the Airbnb host for Jordan and Bill said.
Heart attack, by the way.
Oh, he had a heart attack. Okay. Sorry. Rest in peace, Pedro Gomez. We'll be right back on The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Okay. Holiday program. We're meandering, but we'll get to headlines probably eventually sometime, maybe.
One of these times.
So I wanted to tell you what Pablo Torres figured out about the Belichick-Hudson, was it like the...
relationship or...
No, just like the... Remember the Ring camera?
Yeah, Bill came stumbling outside of an Airbnb with his shirt off.
And, yeah.
You know, we know what he was doing. By the way, I can't believe they don't have a nickname yet.
Oh, well, yeah. Why don't we come up with one?
Yeah, Bill, like we need to work on that. We need to brainstorm that between Bill Belichick and Jordan Hudson.
Jill?
Or Borden?
We'll workshop, yeah. Okay? How about that?
We'll kick this trying.
One. Yeah, it's a good start. It's a good start.
Maybe ask ChatGPT. Have him come up with something.
Well, anyway, the Ring camera video. So this, just to take you all the way back, no one really knew it at the time.
Yeah.
But... when Belichick was seen leaving I think it's like Cape Cod, maybe?
Something like that.
It's Massachusetts, some house. Yeah.
Martha's Vineyard. Something like that. Yeah, one of those.
Some fancy place.
Yeah.
He was caught on a Ring cam, shirtless, like seemingly sneaking out of a house or something. And at the time, I think, wasn't he with his little girlfriend? Or not his little girlfriend, his older girlfriend? Remember, because he used to be married and then...
Yeah, and then he had that
long... So people were like, what's he doing?
Long-time gal.
Well, anyway... this was back in November of 2023. Very mysterious. And this is what prompts Ryan Buckley, who is not here today, but he thinks that Jordan Hudson is like this, that video is part of what he is holding over Bill's head. Turns out with this news today, thanks to Parlo, that it sounds like it's pretty innocuous.
Yeah.
Or like it's...
it's not damning.
It's not the right word. But yeah, it's not...
pretty innocent, maybe?
Well, it sounds like they just had rented an Airbnb together.
Sure.
And Jordan Hudson was... that was the Airbnb. And Jordan Hudson was the person dealing with the owners on it, not Bill.
Sure.
And so Pablo Torres, he... do you like how I do that?
Good one, Swag.
He did that the other day in an update and made me spit out my water.
He loves
it. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Just awesome.
He loves to throw in some ethnic spice.
We're just so culturally
relevant
here, you know?
He's going to go to Nicaragua.
Nicaragua. Anyway, Torres?
Someone's saying the S is silent.
Yeah, because they don't have the S on this article. I don't know what his name is. Anyway, he revealed the secrets behind the video on his... Pablo Torre Finds Out podcast, for which he tracked down and rented the house, recreated the infamous video, and then found another one while speaking to the owners.
Oh, my God.
Yes. Like, this guy is crazy. So he said, we saw the Ring video in the morning, not knowing who this was, but it was an older gentleman. This is the owner talking. Okay. This is the wife of the owner.
Sure.
The female owner. She said, it was an older gentleman with a very young woman who checked in the night before. She's with this creepy old guy who's either her relative or a drug dealer, was the first thing we thought. Because of the age discrepancy, you go, he must be a freaking coke dealer, the male owner of the Airbnb told Tori. And then I started looking. I'm like, that kind of does look like Bill Belichick. The owners found the situation fishy, with Belichick and Hudson staying out only one of the four nights that they rented. At first, we thought she was like a dancer or an escort, the male owner said. She said she was a dancer. Something was off. It just didn't make sense.
Whose business is it of anyone's if you've got an escort at your Airbnb? Come on. Don't be a prude.
This is what I'm saying about what Pablo's doing. Like, he is not letting up here.
No.
And it's kind of like, you know.
It's getting weird.
Well, it's not. I love it. But because I think ultimately what needs to happen is she needs to be exposed for being a high-class escort.
Which we all think is probably the
she's hiding something because she gets really bristly.
Yes. Well, okay. And her last boyfriend came out and spoke, and he was a rich old guy in his 60s.
So if you get with Belichick, and you know what you're doing getting with Belichick, and then you make it all this, you make all this public fuss, be prepared for the consequences of that, which are you are exposed as what you are. Like, it feels like a lie.
Yeah.
And so if anybody is going to expose it as a lie, it's going to be Pablo Torre. Okay?
Well, you know they're engaged now officially.
Are they?
Yeah.
He engaged her? Is that the right word?
I guess he did engage her and she engaged him. I'm guessing he did because I'm guessing she didn't ask. That was a little clunky.
English today.
Did you engage? Well, you're busy. You're busy with your Spanish flair, even though Pablo is Filipino.
Pablo.
Filipino.
Pablo Escobar.
But still. So it was reported that they were engaged. And then, of course, they're like, they're being all bussy about it. But it's basically been, I guess people have done some snooping again. And every time Bill wins a Super Bowl, he changes the name of his boat. Oh. Bill's got a boat.
What is it now?
Well, it's 8 rings because he's got 8 Super Bowl rings. So he's, you know, 2 with the Giants and 6. And so someone has recently noted that Bill has changed his name again. It's now 1+8 rings. So people are thinking, you know, people have put together that there is an extra ring to his 8. Thus confirming through Bill's boat, they are indeed engaged.
Well, I don't know why any of this matters.
I don't know.
But I just want her to be exposed. Anyway, the Airbnb owners seem awful judgy, but they think she's they think something's off. They thought he was a coke dealer.
my buddy for their, like, I want to say it was like their 30th anniversary, they did one of those over the water bungalow things out in like Bora Bora, you know, the you get your own hut.
Sure.
And they said there was a Russian oligarch that was out there who was just this old fat guy, and there was a super hot, like 20 something naked gal that was out there with him the entire time. And I will say that, like, they were like mesmerized by it. I just think when you see something like that, most people tend to be looky loos, and you're like, you know, you're like, all of a sudden Bill is there. Like, you're like, is that Bill Belichick? And he's got like this young hot with him. People pay attention. Maybe they shouldn't, maybe they should mind their own business, but people are going to look.
So, the owner sent the the video got out because of the owners.
Oh.
So that's what Pablo is.
Okay.
That's what he's saying.
Yeah.
The owner sent the video to a friend to verify if it was indeed the truculent Patriots coach.
It's a great video.
And from there, it quickly went viral. Torre also unearthed a second video of Belichick from the same camera, still shirtless, but wearing a satchel and carrying a water bottle. And made his own version of the tape. It's the latest puzzle piece in their relationship drama. Now, Jordan.
The walk of shame. The Bill Belichick walk of shame.
Well, he didn't forget his water bottle. No. That's the most important thing.
But you got to stay hydrated.
So Jordan came out today, and she said that Pablo Torre's findings have been nothing short of factually incorrect, slanderous, defamatory, and targeted. Can y'all please stop giving credibility to this reporter?
No, people are going to keep looking.
That's
what
she said. Sorry. And she also added a screen grab of a text message conversation that appeared to be with one of the owners of that Airbnb.
Mm.
And it is very, it's just normal stuff. It shows nothing.
Well, look, no one wants their gold digging hoary ways to be put out on blast. I mean,
well, she does because she's the one that's put her whole life out there.
But again, you want it. You know, she wants to do her gold digging, but then, you know, just keep it on the up and up. She doesn't like people like looking under the hood of the gold digging. Just accept the gold digging ways for surface level.
Unfortunately. She doesn't get how it works.
No.
Now, final question on this.
Yeah.
Okay. Marry, hump, kill.
Mm-hmm.
Britt Mahomes, Kelly Stafford, or Jordan Hudson?
Ooh, that's tough. I think I got to marry. Stafford, and then I think I got to smooch Jordan Hudson.
Okay,
and then I can't. I got to Britt's got to.
I think that's what I'd do.
She's got to go, man.
Yeah,
there's just something about her that just I can't. You know, I can't get behind.
Okay,
there's just it's a lot. It's a lot for me. But you know, the beauty part about this is. I don't think any of them are digging the 47-year-old practice squad lineman with the Nordic beard. I don't think that's really on there.
Oh, I don't know.
It's not really. I don't think I'm Jordan Hudson's type.
It depends.
I think I got to be about 20 years older and like $50 million richer.
Yeah, it depends on how much money's in your bank account.
Not enough.
And there is an hour of nothing. You're welcome. We did it.
Wait till hour two happens.
That's right.
I got a homeless bug to pick. I'll tell you, I can kill another half hour on that.
Let's get it.
Let me tell you something. I've had just about enough of these plucky homeless guy.
Uh-oh.
You know, there's varying degrees of homelessness, and I'll tell you right now, I've got my number one that's pissing me off right now.
All right. Well, we'll continue our show next on The Fan.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.